At this time, we're going to open up a public hearing on 6.1, public hearing for purpose of providing citizens the opportunity to comment on the overall fiscal year 2015-2016 budget, including all funds in the general fund and utility fund. This hearing is going to open at 7:07. You got that, Mr. Stone? This time, I'm going to keep it organized. We'll start to the right of the room, and we'll work our way to the far left. We're going to go down the back row first, and then come back on the top row. So, starting at the back row, anybody would like to step up and say something? The budget, please. Mr. Moore. Name, address.
I'm Neil Moore, and I live on North Country Club Drive. I think there were two residents who sat in on the public workshops on the budget. I did miss one of the three meetings, so my accounting may be a little shy there, but one or two is not a whole lot. One of the things which I was somewhat disappointed with the budget was the scant funding, although some might say $75,000 for capital projects in the utility budget is not scant, but considering the state of our infrastructure and the need to try to get ahead of the game with rehabilitation, if not replacement, of water lines, including connections for fire hydrants. I think there's still one fire hydrant, possibly West Country Club and South Country Club, that the source of water for that is still elusive. That means the closest fire hydrant is back down at center in South Country Club. In any case, these are parts of the infrastructure of the city that need attention on a proactive basis, not a strictly a reactive basis. And the budget doesn't make as much of a commitment in that area as I think needs to be done and needs to be committed to, both in this budget and future budgets. There are other possible costs coming up in the future as we look into things like the existing water tower and issues possibly in regard to sewage lines that may or may not be subject to rainwater intrusion. So, like I said, I was disappointed. I'm glad there was a commitment, since there was some discussion at those meetings of cutting even that modest funding. But I hope that the council will consider this in their budget deliberations and the funding for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Something I did not announce earlier, that there will be no back and forth dialogue. The council will not answer any questions. You're welcome to speak. Basically, we're going to move this in a orderly fashion. That being said, if you'd like to, please
give your name and address. Hunter Pinard, 3510 East Country Club. Like to address, well, first of all, I don't know if there's time to, it's in order to ask a question, but last year there was a brief presentation on the 2014-15 budget that was put on the wall. Is there not going to be such opportunity tonight?
No.
Okay. All right. Where can we then get the budget?
It's available at City Hall. Administrative to you at any time. That's why the workshops were available for the citizens also, but you can get one right after the meeting.
It's also on the website.
And yeah, the website also.
Okay. That was out of time. Okay. The main comment that I would like to make is here we are again. This year, we had this discussion last year when the budget for last year was proposed, and the council approved an across-the-board budget cut for each of the line items on the budget. At least I believe it was the general fund. I'm not sure about the other fund. With the notable exception of one seeming sacred cow in the budget, and with all due respect to the chief, that was the Shore Acres Police Department, which received an increase in the budget. I voiced my objection last year to that. And my basic comment is, folks, we're all in this together. We're all citizens of Shore Lake because we all have a vested interest in our community. And if indeed we have to share in the pain and suffering, then we should all do so. I don't believe the police department should be exempt from the cuts. There were arguments made to the effect of why the police budget needed to be increased, which may have been valid reasons. But I believe the primary objective in this process should be to try and avoid further tax increases. And so despite my objection, the council last year approved the budget with the cuts, with the exception of the police department. The only council member who voted against it was Mrs. Snell, and the budget was pretty roundly approved by everyone else. So I wish to say that, you know, unfortunately, we cannot tolerate this much longer as citizens. The one thing the Shore Acres residents do not enjoy is a 20% exemption on our property taxes for the city tax, as do the residents of the surrounding community, LaPorte, and other communities in our area do. It's one thing we do not enjoy. My final comment is to say those who, the words of wise men said, those who do not remember the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is James Hester. I'm on Bayou Forest Drive on the south side. I've been looking at the budget here, and personally I hope that the other two that were absent on the voting of the increase of taxes will vote against that. I certainly hope so. I haven't had a chance to look in detail at the budget, but I talked to a few of my neighbors, and they're hoping that you will vote no or against on this as well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Gerald Victor, 3346 Miramar. Just a couple comments. Thanks to the appraisal district, many people in this community are experiencing a 10% increase in their appraisals, which is good news for the city because the taxes go up 10%. And I noticed in the budget it indicates that the tax revenue for property taxes will go from approximately $870,000 to $950,000 this coming fiscal year. That's a nice chunk of change. In addition, it also indicates that our court the fines will go up about $32,000 in revenue thanks to the police department. Finding or ticketing more people. So the money's coming in, but it's going out a lot faster than it's coming in. The budget proposed is a over $400,000 deficit budget. In other words, you're spending that much more than you're bringing in. I would like council to really look at this real close and see if they can half that amount. And if council doesn't do it, I think there's an easy way to do it. You've got three department heads, chief of police, administration, public works. Tell each one of them to cut their budget by 8%, and let's get on with the show. Let's bring them down to a reasonable amount. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay. Well, at this time, I'm going to close the public hearing, 6.1 item at 7:16, David.